Government buildings in Washington, including the Capitol and the White House, are being evacuated at this hour, with officials citing a credible threat of a terrorist attack. Shortly after 10 o'clock Eastern time, one of the World Trade Center towers, that was the one that was hit by the wide-body jet, collapsed. It fell into the streets about an hour after being hit by a plane. As I told you a moment ago, I saw some of the replays, some of the footage being brought back by the cameraman. They were in the street with the firefighters, and all you saw were men rushing out of the smoke as that building came down into the street where they had.
You're listening to New Jersey 101.5 at 1029 to the newsroom and Joe Cutter, Joe.
All right, Dennis, the latest reports that we have tell us now that the second of the two World Trade Center buildings has in fact also collapsed, and that can be confirmed from live pictures from several cable news networks, including CNN and MSNBC. The second of the two World Trade Center buildings has now collapsed, and we can see that on live television right now, coast to coast. Dennis?
All right, thank you, Joe. You've been listening for the last 10 to 15 minutes to the AP and the National News Service on what's going on. Again, as Joe just pointed out, the second tower has collapsed. The first tower collapsed about a half hour ago, and now the second tower, which seems to be the first one that was hit by the plane, has now gone down. It's got to be mass chaos in all of New York City, especially in Lower Manhattan. We had scenes on video of rescue personnel and firefighters running from the scene as they were trying to string lines to get some people out of the building, but now both buildings have gone down. And we have reports of four attacks, two on the World Trade Center, one on the Pentagon, and one near the State Department building. Three were planes. The one near the State Department seems to be a car bomb.
And when the first tower collapsed, we were told that there was some kind of an explosion within the building itself. Presumably that there was perhaps a bomb planted in that building to bring it down. But now to look at the scene of Lower Manhattan without the Twin Towers standing there is eerie. And again, you're looking at the shockwave and the smoke now rolling almost as far as Liberty Island, and certainly viewable from
The shot of the Statue of Liberty with the smoke in the background, all of Lower Manhattan basically covered in smoke, is just the most eerie thing I've ever seen in my life.
You know, we've had last time we checked, we had a reporter, our David Fine, was on the ground right there next to the World Trade Center. We have not heard from him since the first tower came down. Our Alan David Stein was on a boat on his way to Lower Manhattan with a group of other journalists. And David Matthau, last time we talked to him, was in the Jersey City area looking over. Cell phone service in that area is virtually non-existent. And, you know, if the only thing I can use to describe it, if you haven't actually seen the video of it yet, if you saw the movie Independence Day, when the Empire State Building was hit and all of that flame and debris and smoke rolled through the canyons of Manhattan, that's what this looks like.
Yeah, it's beyond imagination. Eric, we'd like to point out, and maybe it's our responsibility to tell people just to remain calm and go about what you need to do today. Of course, a lot of people are panicked who have people who live or work in New York City. But to remain calm and not do anything rash to exacerbate the situation and let it unfold, of course, take any necessary precautions that you need to without going into some sort of a panic spin. The time will tell exactly how much damage and how much lives are lost, how many lives are lost, and what the president, his take on it, and our government's take on this. But again, not to panic and just let this thing unfold. Stay tuned to your radios and your televisions, of course. Eric, was there more coming in from the newsroom?
Just that New Jersey, in the northern section at least, is in a lockdown. There is no entrance or exit to Manhattan at this point. The Hudson River tunnels and bridges are closed. The train service, is not running in between Manhattan. You know, so if you're trying to get into that area, stay out. We have a traffic service
report at this time at 10:33 scheduled, and if New Jersey Fast Traffic is standing by with any information, please let us know what's going on.
Well, I am standing by, and good morning. Pretty much what Eric said, all of the Hudson River crossings, the Holland, the Lincoln, and the George Washington Bridge, they have all been shut down, not only into the city, but out of the city as well. The three city airports have been closed, as you already know, Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. And most of us here at the traffic center, which actually overlooks the World Trade Center, are just sitting here in shock, like the rest of you folks there in the studio. There's not much else to add, except that, as you said, Dennis, northern New Jersey is in a lockdown at this point. And that is the situation.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Of course, everything is in a bit of disarray here. It's 10:34. You're listening to New Jersey 101.5. I'm Dennis Malloy. Judy is at home today. As I mentioned earlier, I think we have a responsibility to tell you not to panic. And if you're watching this on your televisions and listening in your cars as you're driving, so far the information that we have, there are people standing around New York City giving reports on TV. I mean, so it's not like it's a total disaster. If you're listening, I know some of the pictures you might be creating in your mind actually looks tranquil from a distance on camera. There is, you know, all of lower Manhattan is covered in smoke. Both towers are gone. And if you're accustomed to the skyline of New York City, it's a very eerie sight to see just one of them standing and to see the other explode just a few minutes ago. We have those two explosions, both by airplane attacks. We have an airplane attack on the Pentagon, and an explosion and smoke and fire there, and a fourth bomb reported to be a car bomb near the State Department building. So far, absolutely no word on casualties. Of course, there are quite a few, both from the airplanes and from people on the ground, especially in lower Manhattan, both people who were in those buildings and people who might have been near those buildings at the time or after the crash. Both of these occurred within 18 minutes. One about 8:47 and the other about 9:05 this morning, Eastern Daylight Savings Time in New York, followed shortly thereafter at about 9:40 to 9:45 by an attack at the Pentagon. If you have an eyewitness report and you'd like to call that in, we are able to take your phone calls now, 1-800-283-101.5. Your eyewitness reports from when you saw it, and where you are now. If you are close to the scene, let us know, 1-800-283-101.5. If there's any way you can get news to us that might be helpful to everybody, 1-800-283-101.5. Either you saw the attack occur, or you are now near the scene of Lower Manhattan, either northern New Jersey. Now, if you're trying to use a cell phone, I understand anywhere in the Manhattan area, it's pretty much impossible to get through, both from cell towers perhaps being destroyed, and more than likely usage by so many people that it's just impossible to get through on a line. If you're calling from a landline and you can make that call, you can do so at 1-800-283-101.5, and a lot of the phones are going to be used today for emergency purposes. And throughout the country, especially within the corridor of the Eastern Seaboard between New York and Washington, it's just going to be very, very busy in a lot of different ways. And for the dust to settle on this literally and figuratively will be several days. Rob in Jersey City, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Good. You saw the second tower collapse or get hit?
Yes. I was standing on Montgomery Street in Jersey City, and it was like a crackling sound. Didn't really hear an explosion, and it was just down.
That was the second one to go down.
That was the first one to go down. It's the northmost tower.
Right. And did you see the other one go down as well?
I didn't see the other one. I just heard. I'm driving home on 78. I heard it went down.
Yeah, it went down about 8 minutes ago.
It's horrible.
Yeah, horrible and difficult to believe. Bob, Rob, are you calling from a cell phone?
Yes.
And where's your location right now?
I'm about at exit 50 on I-78.
How far out of Jersey City are you?
Probably 20 miles now.
20 miles west.
Yes. Right.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate the call. 1-800-283-101.5. Veronica in Elizabeth. Veronica, I believe, is a photographer. Veronica, hi.
Hi, good morning.
What did you see this morning?
I was just photographing from Elizabeth Seaport, and I just saw the second building just kind of tumble right in front of my eyes.
Are you a photographer?
Yes.
Yeah. And you were photographing the fire and the smoke?
Correct.
And you saw the first of the two towers to come down?
The second one. I saw the second one come down just a few minutes ago.
Wow. And you got photographs of it?
Funny. I was just switching lenses. I took the last shot of it probably standing. I literally put a different lens on my camera. I turned down, and there it was gone. Wow. Just like that.
And where are you at now?
I'm driving, and I'm kind of on 109 in Newark now, leaving Elizabeth.
And what's the traffic like there?
Oh, terrible, as expected.
As usual. All right. Veronica, thanks very much for the call to New Jersey 101.5. Eric Scott is back from the newsroom.
Yeah, we have a couple of new developments here now. Part of the Pentagon in Washington has collapsed as a result of an airplane hitting a helipad right near the Pentagon. That would have been the third attack. We also now have reports that a 747 jetliner is missing and or down somewhere over Pennsylvania. We don't know whether this is something that has been suspected as a hijacking. We don't know whether it has crashed or whether it's simply taken off of the radar, but this would have been now the fourth plane, and all planes nationwide have been ordered down or rerouted. Planes that were headed for the U.S., well, officials of the Somerset County Airport now, this is just outside of Pittsburgh, confirmed the crash of a large plane just north of the airport. That's about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. So that 747 that was missing no longer is. It's down about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Every airplane in the nation was ordered grounded by the FAA. Anything that was on the ground stayed on the ground. Anything that was in the air was ordered to land. Any plane that is heading for the United States has now been diverted towards Canada. Too early to say. Presumably, this may have been plane number four in a series of terrorist attacks now on the United States, both in New York and now in Washington. The horrific sequence of destruction apparently now is not over, Dennis, and we will... We'll continue sorting through this, bringing you the very latest from various sources as we go through. We have reporters near the scene. Haven't heard from them in a while, and hope they're okay.
All right. Thank you, Eric. It's 10:40. You're listening to New Jersey 101.5 and the continuing coverage of what's going on here. I got an unconfirmed report that the bridges in Philadelphia have been closed, and we'll try to get a traffic update for you in about 8 minutes and see if we can confirm that. Pretty much, there's a panic mode going on throughout the eastern seaboard, so a lot of people are pretty jittery, and deservedly so, and some people are taking extra precautions, so travel might be difficult today in just about every corner of our listening area, especially to the north and lower Manhattan and the surrounding New Jersey area. Mary in Liberty Science Center. Mary, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Mary.
Yes, good morning. I was on the Turnpike Extension when the second plane crashed,
mm-hmm.
and we were stopped because of an accident, and it was watching a plane that looked obviously out of place. It just flew straight into the tower.
Right.
And I work in Jersey City, the Science Center, which, by the way, is closed down for the day if anyone was heading there. And I just made it back on 78. The traffic is moving pretty quickly. People are heading out of the area.
Yeah.
And
Notice any sense of panic on the roads, Mary?
People were driving fast.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're driving faster than normal, but people definitely, there were a lot of Pennsylvania plates people that were heading out of the area and going back home.
Right. All right, thanks very much, Mary. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. Again, the only thing that you can do at this point is to not panic. Get to where you need to get to, and hopefully that would be away from New York City, but do it in the most orderly and non-panicked way that you can, because at this point we have to deal with what's been done and move on without causing any more problems.